number three?
Item number three is from the Office of the Sheriff, an information report on a planned relocation of Huber inmates from the County Correctional Facility Central to the County Correctional Facility South. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee, and there will be a verbal report from County Board staff.
Good morning, Inspector Smith.
Good morning. I'll look to Mr. Session first, Mr. Chairman, and go from there.
Mr. Session?
Mr. Chairman, one supervisors. As you know, we've been working with the chairman's office on this item. We've been closely monitoring the progress of the Huber inmates being transported down to the South facility and how they are going to get to their appointment. We've been talking with the sheriff's office. The sheriff's office has indicated that there are approximately 68 employed Huber inmates to date. They've been able to either, all those inmates have been able to secure transportation, or the sheriff has been able to, in some circumstances, provide or accommodate those inmates to help them get to where they need to go. They were moved on Sunday, I believe, this past Sunday. The chairman has directed me to continue to monitor the situation to make sure that things are progressing the way we hope that they would, but also to be prepared with a contingency plan in case things should happen to come off the rails. To that end, I've been working with the Department of Transportation. We've identified a vendor. If we need to do an emergency contract to provide transportation, we're prepared to go forward with that. Again, if necessary, it's not a preferred alternative, and I would recommend not doing anything at this point, just to continue to monitor the situation. The larger issue that we will begin to dig into is the need for a permanent Huber facility. And to that end, I believe the chairman is prepared to appoint a work group. We've had some preliminary discussions with the Department of Administrative Services, the Sheriff's Office, and a little bit with the courts as well. We need to convene shortly to begin to identify a location and what our needs are for this population.
That's
the extent of my report.
Thank you, Mr. Session. Supervisor Jersey and Supervisor Rice.
I would just like to point out that we do have the facilities strategic planning process going forward, which is to look at all the facilities. Certainly the courthouse complex, which I know Supervisor Cesaris has been involved in, is part of that facilities review. And I would strongly suggest that we make this part of it. I mean, I certainly think we have to concentrate on a Huber facility. There are a number of ideas floating about on where an appropriate Huber facility might be. But it should be within the context of that facility study. I mean, we really need to do that. And certainly the Huber issue is an important one, which is a part of it. Thank you.
Thank you, Supervisor Rice.
That sounds like a little deja vu. We've had this discussion several times, and I'm remembering, I think correctly, that we had a provision in the 2009 budget that created the very group that staff is talking about today, a task force made up of DAS and the sheriff's office and the courts and the county board to look at finding a permanent facility. And I think that called for a report back by July of 2009. And here we are over 2 years later, and we still are beginning to commence another group to look at the same thing. What has contributed to the delay?
Mr. Session.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, when the group convened in 2009, there was a report that was issued in July of 2009 that really stopped short of any recommendations other than, you know, continue to monitor the situation and allow, I mean, at that point, the sheriff's office had successfully transferred the inmates into the downtown facility, and because the matter was, there weren't any complications with that, and there wasn't a lot of drive for a new facility at that point. It was put on the back burner. Now, I think there is a will, I think, to get something accomplished now. And to that end, we intend to work to identify some sort of location for this group.
So that means?
Well, I would look, I guess, to hear from the sheriff's office representative for some sense of what their perspective is on this, and comment in particular on the issue that's been raised with respect to whether the current intent to relocate the Huber program to to the House of Correction does indeed have a negative impact on the ability of the inmates to make it to their work locations.
Inspector Smith.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, as of yesterday when we did a complete check of all the inmates that were down at the South facility, we had a very small number, it was under 10 inmates, that were having issues with getting to their jobs. We have gone a little bit beyond what we originally stated, and we have allowed these individuals to get on our bus and move them downtown. They change over and then are allowed to get to their Huber report, or to their employment at this time. We've also done the same thing for the day reporting center. We've provided a shuttle for them at this point, although the way it started out, there were about a dozen individuals at the day reporting center that were still in custody that did not have transportation. That's now down to less than five. The biggest issue was the Huber inmates were not able to find a home where they could go. That's fortunately taken a good turn. They have a housing that's within more easily reach of the day reporting center, so that piece has been taken care of. So I guess the easiest answer is there's a literal small number, small percentage, less than 10% of the Huber inmates that still are having issues getting their own transportation. We are encouraging them within the next few weeks to determine how to remedy that, and we'll make a decision after we see where that leads to at this point.
Any other comments, questions? Supervisor Driscoll?
Well, I just want to really encourage my colleagues to stay on point with regard to the facility's strategic plan. We have a need for a new mental health hospital. We have a need for a Huber facility. We have tremendous needs with regard to deferred maintenance. We have empty floors in a number of buildings. It is so necessary that we do this. This is part of a larger issue, and if we don't get the information and the facts before us, and I'm glad we're doing this with an outside consultant who is going to come in here with tremendous resources, do it in a fixed period of time so that we can start to get together a plan that will address not only Huber, but really the whole county issue with regard to facilities. This is something that we talk about all the time, and these issues are going to continue to raise their ugly heads if we don't start to get a grasp of this. And I would just like all of us to try to stay on point with this facility's strong long-range plan so we can start making some appropriate plans and understand how we're going to finance it and pay for it, because we all know there's not a lot of money there, which is one of the reasons I've continued to suggest that we can't just talk about building a building in behavioral health. Same thing with Huber. We need to get a plan together, and we need to do it strategically. Thank you for that leeway.
Supervisor Biddle.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just wanted to thank Inspector Schmidt and Sheriff Clark for at least trying to solve some of the transportation needs for the Huber inmates. So thank you for working with us on that.
Mr. Chairman, I do appreciate a couple of comments that have been made so far. One thing, of course, that was the impetus, part of the impetus, is that this has been, as was pointed out, a couple of years waiting for a new Huber facility, at least something to move forward. The strategic planning, which has been brought up, and the desire to look at this and to get a facility is certainly a step that the Sheriff's Office think is necessary and highly supports. And as we put in our letter that is before you to several county executives, people that are executives within Milwaukee County, we've stressed the point that we are more than willing to participate, to help, to use the expertise that we have in corrections to see that this becomes a reality. So I do appreciate that movement.
Thank you very much, Inspector. Any more concerns, comments, questions by committee members? Thank you very much for that particular item.